You may have recently heard about the FDA's new graphic cigarette warning labels. Some of these pictures are especially disturbing, even revolting. No matter how you feel about smoking, what you may find even more revolting is the idea that the FDA has assumed the power to take over a company's product and use it to advertise their own agenda, whether consumers like it or not, or whether it works or not. These warning labels are from cigarette packages in Canada. They've been on cigarette packages there for the past 10 years. Teen cigarette smoking has decreased in Canada since 2001, but at roughly the same rates as teen smoking decreased in the U.S. over the same period without graphic warnings. According to a recent Rasmussen Reports poll, just 18% of Americans think these graphic warning labels will reduce the number of smokers. 88% of adults in the same poll believe smokers are already aware of the dangers. Speaking of danger, why stop with cigarettes? All kinds of products come with risks. Imagine what warning labels the government will require next. Maybe this Happy Meal warning label, which will be accompanied by a toy heart named Cloggy. Drive to work? Nothing will kill your commute quite like this warning label. Hitting the slopes for that vacay? Better stay at work unless you want this dude's haircut. And next time you toss back a cold one with your buds, be warned, one of you might turn into this guy. Actually, come to think of it, when will the government start issuing warning labels on itself? Wonder if we'd be getting patted down by TSA if this warning label had been on the cover of the bill. That goes double for the Patriot Act with this warning label. Thanks, big bro. Plastering this label on every voting booth might prevent Americans from making the same mistakes over and over again. Next time you see those cigarette warning labels, remember, the real danger is a nanny state that restricts our freedom while telling us it's all for our own good.